Play the fucking intro.
This is Dustin.
And I'm Chris.
And this is SLC Punkcast.
Punkcast!
Yeah!
And this, in one take, is episode 18.5. This episode is with extra fat.
Yes! Special edition! Why is it with extra fat, Chris?
We're going to be doing an interview with Fat Randall.
Yes, sir.
Two
of the three members.
We've become big fans of lately, punk rock band based out of Dubai.
Yes.
Of the United Arab Emirates. And we're going to have an opportunity to talk to them and also play...
Paul's in London. Just want a side note.
Yes. Half of the interview is in London.
A third of the band, half the interview.
Yes. And so we're going to be playing not only some of their stuff and some of their new stuff off of Keep It Down, which came out June last year. So it's about a year-old album. But also we're going to play something off of With Extra Fat, which is my personal favorite. And we're going to be playing their Guilty Pleasures as well as some of their favorite cover-to-cover albums that they're listening to right now.
That's a Fat Randall takeover. All songs are picked by Fat Randall.
It's the whole episodes with extra fat.
Yes.
And we're going to try to keep it down.
Yes, we are. So, special edition, but it still kind of goes by the same format, but special edition because with the exception of the first song, I did pick this song. It's Fat Randall's song.
Right.
Otherwise, the guys in the band, they picked everything, and it's awesome.
Whether they knew they were picking it or not.
Yeah, they didn't know they were picking the songs for the episode, but they did.
They're going to hear this and be like, oh, son of a bitch.
I wish I would have picked something different. Yeah.
So, this is SLC Punkcast. We are a punk rock review. We review and critique all genres and subgenres of punk music, and today's special edition episode is no exception to that. We're going to be hearing some stuff that maybe a lot of people haven't heard, and I'm hoping to bring Fat Randall to the masses because you introduced them to me.
Yep.
And I was like, dude, who's this?
Yeah.
And you're like, they're fucking great, right? And I was like, yeah, what the fuck, dude? This is outstanding. And you're like, they're from fucking Dubai.
Yeah.
I was like, no, they're not. They're not allowed to play music in Dubai, aren't they? And, you know, sure enough, you know, these guys are from all over the world.
Yes.
And I even called them the World Cup of punk rock.
So up now, we're going to play our first track from the World Cup of punk rock, which is Fat Randall. And this track is called Keep It Down, which is the title track off the newer album from June 14, 2016. It's called Keep It Down. It's track number 3. Enjoy.
that dream, going fast. This is living, don't turn back. Face the lie, fall in line. Your whole life has been defined. Face the dream, going fast. This is living, don't turn back. Face the lie, fall in line. Your whole life has been defined. Change the fate, wasted days.
Keep it down.
Keep it down. All right, that was Keep It Down.
Keep It Down.
That was track three. We are going to just jump right into the next track, and the next track is...
Wreckage!
Wreckage! We both do that so well.
I'm trying to sound so awesome.
All right, well, Wreckage is coming up right now, and it is track number five off the album. Again, Keep It Down, and as soon as this track's over, we're going to have the interview.
Yeah, let's jump right in. Let's do it.
So enjoy...
Fat Randall.
Wreckage.
Wreckage. Let's go. We now are joined by Fat Randall. Guys, how are you?
Great, man.
Pretty good. Yeah, pretty good, man.
Perfect. Hey,
thanks a lot for joining us. You guys are all the way in Dubai right now, yeah?
One of us is in Dubai. One of us is in London.
Right on. And who are we speaking to, please?
We got Paul. I play guitar. I'm in London at the moment. And then Romero is bass player. He's out in Dubai.
Right on.
That's
cool.
Me.
And we're like a 12-hour time difference, I think. I think it's morning here in Salt Lake, and it's
10 hours.
And 10 hours.
10 hours from Dubai and 7 from London.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like 20 to 7 at night over here. So
wow.
Yeah.
And through the magic of the internet, we are all able to talk to each other.
Yes.
Well, we've been listening to all the new stuff off of Keep It Down. We've, of course, are big fans of you guys and have talked often about you guys. And I think that I say with extra fat, like, after every sentence I say now, just to be a smartass. And
that's a good catchphrase, man.
You know, it's fucking awesome. You know, Dust will be like, "Hey, we got that interview," and I'm like, "With extra fat." That was the only email I sent back. "Hey, do you have any questions?" "Yeah, with extra fat."
Well, speaking of Keep It Down, I got a question. Let's jump right into a question. How has the reception been for Keep It Down? It came out over a year ago, but for you guys, how's it been since that's your second EP?
Do you want to take this question?
Yeah, I don't know. It's pretty surreal, to be honest. It was, we did the first EP, and then about a year later, we're like, okay, we have some new songs. Let's just put them down and release them. Doing everything that we learned from the first time round, we just kind of tried to improve on everything that we had learned. And then the reception was just kind of like, I mean, yeah, pretty surreal. Like we didn't reach out as far as it's done or sort of even get us kind of the gigs that we've managed to play this year. I don't know. Yeah, I still think about it a year later. Like, how did this happen?
Well, you guys played Rebellion Fest, yeah?
That's right.
Yeah. We did that this August. Just kind of coming back to the point of the EP. We kind of wanted to write something new and release it before playing Punk Rock Holiday last year, which was our first international show, and. Yeah, it was a bit of a process because Paul lives in London and I live out here, so we were just kind of through the power of the internet.
How did you guys meet up? If you guys are in London and in Dubai working together, how did you meet up?
I actually used to live there, so I lived there about 16 years.
Okay,
I think Romario's lived there most of his life.
So you guys are all natives of Dubai then, huh?
Not really. Like I'm originally from Scotland.
Oh.
Yeah, and I'm from Sri Lanka, and my parents moved out here in like 1980. And Ray, our drummer, his family's from the Philippines.
Wow.
Remy, who's sessioning on our tour, he's from France. So.
Wow. You guys are like you guys are the World Cup of punk rock. Put that on your next album.
Our next album. Yeah.
let's trademark that shit right now. So you guys, that's awesome. I mean, you guys are from all over, and in Dubai, is there a punk rock scene in Dubai?
It's very, very small. There's a fairly big sort of skate culture there, but it's a little bit off of the tail end of sort of punk being associated with skating. Mm-hmm. So like a lot of the skaters there are kind of a little bit more into the hip hop side and like kind of like a little bit more post 2005 or something like that. So there's not a massive punk scene there. It's sort of mostly rock and metal, I suppose.
I don't know. Is there suppression of music there at all?
I wouldn't say there's suppression, really. It's they kind of do embrace the live music culture.
Awesome.
However, the way they've kind of made it out is more of a profitable sort of thing, because the cover band culture is just like super dominant out here. And there's not much support for the underground, original music sort of thing. On top of that, to play a show here, you've got to get government permissions to perform, which costs per performer about $200 per performer. So for a three-piece band, you're looking at $600, and like promoters aren't willing to front that kind of money.
No.
it's pretty tough. Like the last show that we played in Dubai was our EP launch for Keep It Down last year.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Wow. That makes it tough on a new band wanting to come out with new material. because yeah, you know, you don't know if it's gonna catch on or not.
It's a little bit of a trade-off though, because what it's kind of enabled us to do is that, like, the fact that we like the culture that our music is associated with, mm-hmm. and the way that, like, we just want to play punk music, and even if there isn't a culture there, it just sort of pushes us to go and find places where it would be appreciated.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's somewhat of like a blessing in disguise, I suppose, because then, you know, I seem to think that quite a lot of bands, when they gain a certain amount of rapport in their hometown, they kind of stick to it because they feel supported. Mm. Whereas with us, it's kind of like we have to go wherever it might be appreciated. And I find that it actually pushes us to get the reach out a lot more.
Right on. That's awesome. Well, thank you for enlightening us in the punk scene of Dubai. And we'll try not to get so political here as we go on. Just kind of a tendency. Dustin, you want to take the next one here?
Sure. Quick question about Ray, since he's unable to join us today. Is he living in Dubai?
Yeah, he is. He's out here, but he's had a whole bunch of like logistical problems and stuff as well with like visas and stuff, which is why he hasn't been able to join us on tour and pretty much for our last 12 shows, which is where, you know, again, another blessing in disguise. Paul knows Remy, you know, from being in London, and he's, you know, stepped up and like has been a total dude and just helped us out massively.
Oh, that's great. So your tour was August, and that was throughout the UK, correct?
Yeah.
Was it through July and August?
Yeah.
July and August, sort of leading up to Rebellion?
Yeah. Rebellion was the last show on our tour.
That's perfect. We wish we could have been there. That's a goal for me, is to get out to Rebellion Festival. So many great bands, and that's awesome that you guys got to be there. And hopefully, again, that way when I'm hoping next year or the next year after that at the latest, that'd be awesome to come over and get to see you.
It's whenever our wives let us go. Honey, I need $1,200 to go to a punk rock festival in England.
I know that story.
we're both starting to get into that same boat as well, because I just got married in December, and Paul's in a pretty serious thing.
Congrats.
Yes,
get out of the serious thing. Run. So where does the name Fat Randall come from, and the cat? Tell us about it. I mean, there's so much with you guys that it's just kind of very unique. And, you know, you got the cat with extra fat, and you got the cat keeping it down. Like, where does all this come from?
It came around my second year in uni, where I was staying. There's this, essentially, it was this cat that kept visiting my room. I ended up just kind of adopting him for like a couple of weeks. And, well, A, he was fat. And B, I called him Randall because that's like Joey Cape's first name.
Oh, okay.
And Lagwagon's like a massive, massive influence for me. So I just kind of put two and two together. I was like, hey, Romario, should we call this band Fat Randall?
And no, you missed out the part where like you posted the photo on Facebook and you were like, Fat Randall hanging out at my house today. And I was like,
oh, yeah.
Dude. I think that's the bad name.
What happened to Randall? Where did he go? Does this end somehow?
He was just like a neighbor's cat that, you know, he's, I don't know.
Oh, so he belonged to someone else and just came to hang out with you.
Just kept coming in because we had like food around or something.
Well, it sounded like he was fat. He wasn't missing any meals.
He's going to every fucking house in the neighborhood getting an extra one. Yeah. That's why. That's kind of what I do. I just show up at people's houses and eat all their food. So you were mentioning that, you know, the name Randall is an influence. What are some other musical influences for you guys? Maybe some punk bands that are influences for you guys?
I'm hugely into a lot of, like, all of the aspects of the guitar and stuff. So Strung Out is like a massive one. I mean, the guitar players in Strung Out are incredible. Pennywise is a huge one. Bad Religion, Authority Zero, NOFX. And basically my entire iTunes is going to be like made up of most bands that come off of Fat Records.
Right on. Yeah, we're
that's
big
good
fans.
Record,
yeah, yeah, we've played a lot of that.
And we've been to a lot of those shows just in the last year. We
I was
going to
say, we've seen all those guys recently.
Yeah,
well,
I saw Authority Zero. I saw Pennywise a couple months back at Punk Rock Bowling. And I saw Bad Religion there, and Chris and I saw Bad Religion about a year ago in Salt Lake. And
Authority Zero we've seen, and then
we've seen
and
a couple
coming,
times, and Authority Zero is going to be here in Salt Lake in like 3 weeks. So we're going to go to that one.
What are you guys doing in 3 weeks? You want to come out and catch a band?
Yeah, absolutely, man. Oh, man, yeah. Like, I'm super jealous right now because, I mean, like, I kind of grew up sort of more on, like, the pop-punk side of stuff. Like, a lot of, like, Blink and Sum 41, you know, and kind of delving a bit more in sort of the Offspring a little bit here and there. And, you know, after sort of playing like Tony Hawk's Pro Skater, like Millen Collin was huge, NOFX, all that stuff. And then, you know, when I met Paul at this house party, it was just like a, we need to make a band sort of thing, yeah. So yeah, that was, yeah, but man, you know, just, I mean, when I first sort of saw Authority Zero, it was at Punk Rock Holiday last year, and then I got to meet Millen Collin as well, which is super surreal. Like I went to bed that night, and like I just started to cry.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
But, like, my wife just... You don't have access to that kind of stuff in Dubai. You know, you're kind of listening to them on CD and stuff, but they, you know, it becomes, yeah, surreal when you're put in a position that you're in the same room as them.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like 16 years, we've been listening to these guys, like living in a desert. You know, you feel somewhat separated from it. But then, you know, just within this year or something, the amount of bands that like we've kind of met or played with and stuff has been, yeah, pretty crazy.
That's great. Chris and I are really big into live shows, so since you've had this opportunity, and I'm assuming you saw some of them perform, who was your favorite or who were some of your favorites to see live?
I mean, Authority Zero is definitely going to pretty much... I've seen them maybe 7 or 8 times, and Jason DeVore live is ridiculous.
Yes.
Yeah, he is.
The amount of energy that guy has is just surreal. Other than that, probably a Willem Scream.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, man.
Because, I mean, yeah, the way they move and whilst simultaneously playing this kind of stuff that they play is, you know.
Absolutely kind of... insane, man, yeah. Like, I mean, I got to see them for the first time again at Punk Rock Holiday last year, and it was just, like, the stuff that those guys were doing. Like, just it just looked like they constantly lived to just practice their stuff and work out to be fit enough to perform that set. It's like, and you know, it's just like when they you know, once they stopped moving, they were all at the microphones at the same time and just pulling off these harmonies were just like, oh, that's just, oh my god, like something, somewhere we aspire to sort of be as musicians, I guess, as well. But yeah, for me, like getting to see Millen Collin, having not seen a lot of them, I mean, you know, you don't, like Paul says, you know, we didn't really get the chance much in Dubai. So yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Are you guys planning any tours of your own coming up? I know you just got done, but you know, maybe within the next year.
Yeah, we're talking about it.
Live in Salt Lake City with Extra Fat.
Oh man, we'd love to, man. Like, though, like, sort of logistically, the issues that we have with like the US at the moment, obviously with you know, the restrictions with Middle Eastern countries.
Yeah, it's a bunch of
stuff.
Fucking bullshit, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
And like, you know, I mean, we'd love to come around to the US, and you know, just the you know, like, you just get a lot of love from a lot of people around that side of the world. But, you know, I think for next summer, we're going to try and see if we can sort of focus on mainland Europe.
Right, and
just kind of build up from there. They've got some sick festivals as well, man. So, yeah, you know, that's kind of what we're hoping to work towards.
Yeah, I mean, when I was all summer long. Yeah, I was in Germany. We talk about it all the time. When I was in the Army, and I was in Germany for 5 years, and I can't tell you how many bands I saw. I mean, just awesome bands. They have so many punk, you know, just concerts. And it's in these little shitty venues, and these, like, major punk bands are there. And it's like, holy shit, how the hell did this band, you know, I saw Dropkick Murphys in a hall that had, like, 50 people in it. And so it's unreal. So, yeah, man, mainland Europe, there's some awesome stuff. And
a lot of festivals throughout
the
summer.
We'll just convince our wives that we have to take a tour to Europe next year.
We'll do the road trip, but we'll be watching them all.
You guys need to get on Punk Rock Holiday, man. Oh, my God. That's, like, one of the best festivals.
I bet. I looked at a lot of the pictures on social media from this year, and it looked like a lot of fun.
Yeah. Right on. So what's next for you guys? New stuff coming out? New albums? Doing a full length? Anything like that?
We're looking at trying to aim to have a full length by next summer to try and coordinate in line with a mainland Europe tour.
Yeah. Back to Rebellion Fest again next year, or?
If we get invited.
You guys should.
Yeah, hopefully. Right?
We'll call them. You guys are in.
It was a pretty insane experience, actually, at Rebellion, because we do quite a lot of work over social media, because we simply just don't get the opportunity to play as many shows. And one of the organizers kind of hit us up on Twitter and was like, do you guys want to play Rebellion? And I was like, are you for real?
You should have big leagued him and been like, you know, I don't know if you guys can handle Fat Randall or not. You know, we're a pretty big fucking name here in the UAE.
it was such a privilege though, man, because like the first show that we had booked out for this tour was Manchester on the 15th of July. And then the second one was Rebellion. We were like, okay, well, we've got to fill up the dates in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
So it was, we managed to get like 6 more dates, and there was a lot of trekking around on buses and trains and stuff. But at Rebellion, we were on the smallest stage, which was the introducing stage.
Uh-huh.
So we finished that setup, and we were like, man, this is insane. This is so surreal. I can't believe we just finished up a tour as a band from Dubai, you know, with no real scene, really. So, you know, we're walking back to the hotel to drop our stuff off, and then we got a message from the organizer saying, call me now. And so I gave him a call, and I was like, hey, man. And he's like, look, one of the bands in one of the bigger stages has dropped out. You guys want the slot?
Oh.
We were like, I'm sitting across the room from Paul. Like, I didn't know what to say to the guy. And I'm like trying to move my hands to like try and make sense of trying to say to Paul. And he's like, what? And I'm like, yeah, we'll do the set. And Paul's like, oh, I know what you just agreed to. Like,
this is my 29th birthday that day. And it's like, we finished that set, and I was like, fuck, okay, the last 3 weeks, man, I've been doing, like, traveling, 3 jobs, and gigging. So after that gig, I'm like, okay, right, it's over, you know. And Ramona's like, no, we have another set in, like, 5 hours. And I was like, okay, all right, let's do this.
Yeah, we were really lucky because we got to see Pennywise, and then, like, we were, like, what, 20 feet away from Bad Religion. And then it was our set, not on the same stage.
You had Pennywise and Bad Religion opening for you at Rebellion Fest. Yeah, we wrote that down. We got that down.
Yeah.
We just wrote. We'll put that in the notes for the show. we interviewed the band. You know, Pennywise and Bad Religion opened for them. You know, we're a big deal too now.
That's what headline. Like, I went out for a cigarette, and Jim Lindbergh was standing there, and I gave him a cigarette. I'm just like chatting to him. I'm like, so My band's playing a second set. Do you want to come watch it?
And he said yes, emphatically.
He did say yes, but I don't know if he was there.
Right on. That's awesome.
All right. So since you guys got a tour and then you're looking to do a tour, so if it's not just festivals, if you guys have an actual tour where you're going to go from city to city and not go from festival to festival next summer, who would you want to tour with? If you could pick anybody right now and it's like, hey, they call you up and you're going to say yes because that's the band you want, who would it be?
I would definitely do Authority Zero.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That would be a great show.
Like, I was like, I was cycling through like seven different bands in my head and then like, yeah, Authority Zero. Yeah, totally, man.
Right on. Who are some of the other punk bands in Dubai that you guys play with? Or are there any?
Oh, man. There aren't many, man. It's sort of been a sort of a dying scene for a long time now. And it kind of peaked, what was it, like 10 or 12 years ago? When we did all the skate park gigs and stuff. Like, I used to go to them. Like, this is the first band that I'm a part of. But, like, Paul's been in, you know, punk and ska bands over here for like ages. But yeah, like, you know, we used to have a couple of really cool ones. Paul used to be in a band called Sparkplugs. There's a band called Sandwash who were a sort of a groovy sort of punk-ish band. But now it's just you know, there was a band called the Dead Shakes for a while who were sort of like a very gritty sort of punk rock, and yeah, man, it's just there's just not many left now. not that we can think of off the top of our heads.
Yeah, no, I mean, you guys are the punk rock band of the UAE, then.
In essence, yeah,
we're just gonna say that you are. Sort of like, you know,
that's the story we're sticking to.
We're gonna when we introduce this, you know, we're recording the conversation and we do the show in one take. We're gonna make sure that we say, you know, and we're gonna talk about a band today that you know, Pennywise is open for. They're the punk rock band of the UAE. That's how we're introducing you guys, with extra fat.
With extra fat.
So, right on. Well, I appreciate you guys. I'm sorry, you were saying.
I was just saying authentic Dubai fat punk rock.
Right. on a segment of our show, you know, we pick a couple tracks here and there. And so what are some tracks that you guys are listening to right now? So normally Chris and I will pick some new tracks and we pick some older tracks that people might not know. Pick some great albums, and then also we do guilty pleasures at the end of our episode. So what are some tracks that might fall into some of those boats for you?
Okay, what am I listening to right now? Right now, it's the new Propaganda record.
Oh, that's good. Yeah,
right on.
Yeah, Victory Lab.
It's, yeah. Now, Failed Imagineer is just awesome.
Canadian punk rock, eh?
Yeah, I love those guys.
Yeah, we've played a lot of that.
Other than that, I love, actually, the drummer for Authority Zero, he's playing in Pooley right now.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I love a bit of Pooley. That album, Together Again for the First Time, I'm listening to that quite a lot recently. What else? I always have some strung out on my phone. So the Transmission Alpha Delta album is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a great album. I've had that on sort of repeat as well for a while now. There's a band called Mainline 10 out of Spain who we kind of walked into playing a punk rock holiday last year. And man, they were, oh my God, they were just so tight. So I've just been listening to them quite a lot as well. And yeah, just kind of, you know, between sort of Blink's latest album, a lot of Millencolin for me as well.
I'm going to see Mad Caddies next month, so I'm listening to a lot of them again, which I love that band.
I don't know.
We just played Mad Caddies on our last episode. It was Chris's album pick.
Dude, Caddies are all over England right now. They're for a month and a half. It's insane.
Yeah, insane, man, yeah.
I actually submitted us because they were doing a competition for like local bands to try and open for Real Big Fish and Mad Caddies and Anti-Flag. I submitted us to play that, but they gave it to somebody else.
Bastard. I no longer like those bands.
Oh, man. Yeah, I mean, Chris Barker is like one of my favorite bassists, from Anti-Flag. Mm. And I would love to see them one day, or you know, even share a stage with them is just another level.
I always find it interesting that Anti-Flag and Real Big Fish like always tour together.
Yeah, I went and saw them. Chris missed it, but I went and saw them about a year and a half ago here. They were awesome. Chris and Pat, so they, at the very end, they take Pat's drum kit and set it out right in the middle where the circle pit would have been. And he finishes the last song there on the drum set, and then Chris stands on top and plays his bass during the song, man. But stands right on top of the drum kit. It was really cool.
Yeah, I think I've seen a couple of videos of that. We actually saw Real Big Fish in Dubai. Was it like 9 years ago? 2008.
2008?
Yeah, like we used to have a massive rock festival out here, and so Real Big Fish was on the lineup 1 year, and we were just like, oh man, it was just so good.
Yeah.
We've probably the only punk band that's ever come out.
Real Big Fish and In Flames.
And In Flames, nice.
Yeah, they had Iron Maiden headlining, which is a
Real Big Fish with Iron Maiden headline. That's a mix in that crowd there.
Yeah.
Holy shit. You know,
man.
Guys wearing two-tone suits with Thrasher shirts. I mean, it's,
yeah.
I don't even know how to. I'm trying to imagine what that looks like. Fuck it, I'd go.
I mean, it's not like we were spoiled for choice. We were just like, yeah. Festival.
Yeah, let's just go. Fuck it. This is the one we get. Right on. You're gonna have to tell us how the caddies were. I mean, you know, shoot me an email, man. I'm you know, or something.
It's gonna be the third time I've seen them in London. I have this thing where I try and like, I have like a fairly large like vinyl collection, and every time I go to a gig I'll bring one of the vinyls and I'll try and make sure that I meet the band. So I have the Dirty Rice LP signed by everybody.
Nice.
Got it like framed on my wall and stuff.
That's awesome. That's the album actually Chris played this last episode.
Played Dirty Rice.
That's such a good album.
Yeah. That was good. That was a good album. Two questions. I got two more, and then we'll wrap this up so we don't keep you guys any longer, and we really appreciate your time. One, you covered some songs you're listening to, something that Chris and I do, and we're going to play yours if you have some, are guilty pleasures. So, for example, this last episode, I picked a song from Journey, you know, not punk at all, but just a track, you know, I like to listen to, and Chris picked Scott McKenzie singing that San Francisco.
If you're going to San Francisco. You guys know that one? Nobody knows that one.
It's from the late 60s. Like I think he put it out in like 67, I think is what we ended up seeing.
He's fucking bad-mouthing me again with my picks. He always bad-mouths my picks.
Not all of them. Some of them are good, but Scott McKenzie, that was the choice. It was for sure a guilty pleasure. So what do you guys listen to that is just not punk at all but you just enjoy?
I kind of go through a lot of phases. Like I love a lot of metal and stuff, but recently, like I work in a bar, one of my guilty pleasures has to be Biggie Smalls.
Nice.
Wow.
Like, give me the loot.
Give me the loot.
That. So, like, yeah.
I can't say I know that one.
I was like, the bar manager, and we're just, like, you know, trading lines off of that song.
That's
fun. But, yeah, like, quite a lot of hip-hop, actually. You know, I kind of delve into that a little bit.
Right on.
Wow. Yeah, and
give me the loot.
Give me the loot.
Yeah, I'd say probably ABBA or something like that, like Dancing Queen.
Really? Disco, huh?
Oh man, like that's some super catchy music right there, man.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
I will agree. Queen. It is pretty catchy.
You've played disco, haven't you?
I played the Tramps.
That's right. Yeah. I'm not a big disco.
I do have a thing for 4 Swedes in a band. So
there you go.
Right on.
With Mill and Colin, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Just want to make sure you knew. I caught your reference there.
That's why Dustin's the runner of this show, and I'm just sitting over here like a chimp on a Davenport.
Well, we really appreciate you guys. The last thing I was going to add, so we're playing a handful of your tracks on this episode. We're going to play some of the music you guys talked about as well. But that Millennium Falcon song you guys had on with Extra Fat, I love that track. It's funny.
Yeah.
And we're actually going to be putting out an episode of all funny songs, just songs that you hear and you just love, makes you laugh, puts a smile on your face. And that Millennium Falcon song is for sure already on that playlist. We've been working on that playlist, and just want to let you know we'll be playing that too.
Oh, yeah, cheers, dude. Like I've been working on like my Chewbacca voice for the live show quite a lot.
Let's hear it.
Which isn't.
No, you're not gonna just say that you've been working on it. Now let's hear you do a Chewbacca. Everybody can do a Chewbacca.
I will. But funny story: the guy who did the artwork for our first EP for With Extra Fat, Seb. His family's from Florida, but he lives out in Dubai as well. And he actually guested on vocals on that track doing the Chewbacca voice, which is
awesome.
Pretty, yeah. But yeah, since you guys have asked, I'm gonna let me just warm up a bit.
All right. Okay, fair enough.
I'm really nervous now, man. Like, can I actually pull this off? All right, here we go.
That's nice. Awesome. Way better
we'll
than I would have done.
That's, yeah.
I would have been like one of those.
I was going to have a competition, but you won.
Yeah. Yeah. I would have done it in a way where if we didn't say we were doing Chewbacca, somebody would have said, what is that noise you're making?
Just so you know, I'm still working on it. So
I'm sure that's great for the live show, though.
Yeah, no matter what, it's going
to get. I've tried to convince Paul to get sort of a playback version of that, and he's refused. So now I'm just like, I just try to get the crowd to do it instead.
Too much
as well.
Tech,
right?
Man, I want to see you guys live, man. Gosh,
we got to get you out here.
Or we just got to get out there next summer.
Just wait a couple years from now. We'll get rid of this jackass that we have in office, and we'll get back to normal again. Jesus,
like, we're so stoked to, you know, like even get to, you know, meet people and talk to people about you know, all this kind of stuff, and all about, you know, it's a privilege to even be able to talk about our music. But yeah, man, it'd be great to sort of meet you guys and hang with you guys.
You know, yeah, that would be amazing.
Yeah, and well, we appreciate getting a chance to talk to, you know, every band we've talked to, and you guys are no exception. Has been kind and just so open and willing to talk about anything and their music. And, you know, when we go to live shows and we see some of the bands we've talked to, they're always like, come on back and hang out with it. I cannot tell you. Everybody in punk rock is so freaking nice. And it's just, it's amazing.
Yeah.
And you guys are definitely no exception. We think you guys are, you know, fantastic musically. And you guys are great guys, too. And we appreciate you coming on the little podcast that we have here.
Cheers, dude. Anytime, man. Anytime. It's a pleasure for us to do it.
That's great. And it's been a great conversation. And before I forget, we're going to put out there, you guys can be reached. So if anybody out there, get on Facebook, and it's at FatRandallDXB. On Twitter's at FatRandall. Instagram, same thing, at FatRandall. You guys have a YouTube channel. You can check out the videos there. And then go to Bandcamp at FatRandallDXB and pick up the albums. I got them both as soon as I talked to you guys way back in August. I think I let you know, Romario, that as soon as I heard, like, oh yeah, definitely check this out, and got both albums that same day and been listening to them since. They're awesome.
Oh man, thanks so much, man. We really appreciate the support. It really does mean the world to us.
Yes, and you guys are doing a great job, great work, and we're really excited for next summer for what you put out, and maybe we'll luck out and be able to get out to Europe next summer for any shows that you guys are doing.
Absolutely, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. There's some time for beer and stuff as well.
Yes, always. Absolutely.
There's always time for beer.
Yes.
Or whiskey. We actually just go straight to the whiskey, dude. We kind of skip beer. I'll be honest with you. If you guys are like, hey, come back, have a beer. We're like, okay, what kind of beer would you like? Jack Daniels. I don't know what kind of beer that is, but fuck it. Let's go. I just realized that I've like added you guys, I just followed you on Twitter. I don't realize I didn't even fucking do that. I'm terrible at Twitter. I am so bad at Twitter.
Chris. It's a guessing game for us all the time. We're just like, what are we even doing?
Like, I post stuff on Twitter, and then like all of a sudden somebody that's it's just porn. They liked us. We got liked by porn on Twitter. So,
oh yeah, it happens to us all the time, and I know where you're coming from.
So yeah, I mean, be careful because some of our followers, if they start listening to this, they're gonna like you, and it's porn.
We'll take anyone that'll listen to our stuff, man. Like, it's cool.
Well, you know, someone with in porn with extra fat would love you guys.
Yes.
Right on.
Oh, all right, fellas, we won't take up any more of your time. I appreciate you, and we are going to head into the next track, and the next track we're going to play is Ghost Town. So again, Paul Romario, thank you very much for your time, and we've really enjoyed the conversation.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate
it. Thank you guys
so
much. All right. Thanks so much, man.
I'm hanging on and on.
extra fat.
Yeah.
We were going to play some more or what?
Yes.
Why not?
We're going to in a second.
So
hey, that was an awesome interview. We want to thank Paul and Romario. It was awesome, you know, joining
Thanks,
us.
Boys.
We were in three different locations all at one time: Salt Lake, London, and Dubai. That was awesome.
I bet that's the first time that that's ever been said: Salt Lake, Dubai.
Yes.
Let's be honest.
Yes, I think you're right.
Fucking, but hey, yeah, big fans. Fat Randall, you know, they've formed in early 2014.
Yep.
They've put out two EPs and just kind of growing. And, you know, you got a lot of insight into the band there with the interview.
And that was really cool that they played Rebellion and then got asked to play again on the main stage
for
someone else. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Hey, you guys are the stars now.
Opening. So they opened for Pennywise, right? Wasn't it Pennywise?
Yeah.
No, Pennywise opened for them. I got it backwards.
Exactly.
Pennywise opened for them, yes.
That's what we told them. We were going to be like, dude, these guys, Pennywise fucking opens for them.
That's right.
Fuck, they're amazing. But they're a lot of fun, and we enjoy their music. And so let's get to like their picks.
Well, no, we have one more track. So we play three.
Oh,
we play three
shit.
From the newer.
Oh,
EP.
We gotta play Retardation with Extra Fat.
Yes. So hey, let's jump into Retardation with Extra Fat. That's track one, and that album came out September 6, 2014.
Enjoy. And this one, the guys asked us to play. Yeah.
Yep.
All right, let's do
it. And I like it. Retardation's cool, and we're going to be playing Millennium Falcon on an episode here in the near future.
Yeah.
But Retardation, here it is.
There it is with Extra Fat. I just like the idea of saying with extra fat after everything. Kind of like that's what she said, but instead saying with extra fat.
Yes.
If nothing else, we get that out of these guys.
Well, that's the name of our episode, with extra fat. Again, Fat Randall, thanks, fellas. We hope that Authority Zero comes out there or brings you out here, and you guys can tour around with them here. That's a sweet pick. We get to see Authority Zero here in a couple weeks coming back to Salt Lake, which will be awesome.
They're here like twice a year.
Yeah, which is great because
what a bunch
Jason
of nice guys.
Is such an awesome front man to watch.
And I'm going to tell you right now, Authority Zero's new album. I just texted you last night.
Last night.
Like every time I hear it, I'm like, fuck, this might be the best album of the year.
It's a good album.
Like the best new release, if you will, you know, for 2017 or whatever.
Right.
Is that what year it is? Yeah.
It is 2017. In December, leading into that, Chris, we'll have picks for top album picks and all that stuff for releases and general stuff played. We'll have a bunch of categories, and we'll put those categories out ahead of time.
Fucking do the best of. We'll fucking wear, like, tuxedos and shit. And
yes.
Have an award show of our own.
That'll be great. Again, you can hit up Fat Randall on Facebook at Fat Randall DXB, Twitter at Fat Randall, Instagram at Fat Randall. Their YouTube channel is Fat Randall. And hit them up on Bandcamp, Fat Randall DXB, and mm-hmm. get their stuff. Get both those albums. They're awesome. You've heard four of the tracks, three off of the one and one off the other. Check it out. It's awesome. Millennium Falcon's a funny-ass song, and we're going to be playing that on our Funny Songs episode coming up in about a month.
And we got to hear a Chewy call during the interview.
Yes, that was excellent. All right, so we're going to carry on with the remainder of the episode. Again, these are all picks that the guys in Fat Randall made. Little did they know. So first track up is from Main Line 10. Hadn't heard of them. It was cool. You know, they let us know. I went and checked them out, and I like it. Main Line 10, the track we're going to play is Having Fun With You, and that came off of the Stick 'Em Up album, which came out April 17th, 2012. This will be track 8. If you're not familiar with Mainline 10, they are from Palma de Mallorca, Spain.
Mallorca.
Mallorca, okay. There's our Spanish guy. So that's in Spain.
If I'm the Spanish guy, we're fucked. There ain't no way. Yeah. I just know double L is a Y sound. I learned that in college. I took conversational Spanish in college.
Great.
And I got a D.
Well, they're from Spain. They can critique your Spanish. They formed in 2005. This album came out in 2012. And they are a melodic hardcore band. So check out Tony, Barto, Adrian, and Danny with Having Fun With You.
Come on. Mainline 10.
From Spain.
España.
That was a cool track. I liked it. You know, we'll have to play some more Mainline 10 when we pull up some tracks or some bands. We do some all bands from Spain. So that will be awesome. We're going to move on to their next. So that was an older or lesser-known band, maybe lesser-known for some folks. And then we'll go to a little bit older track here from a band that folks probably do know. And that is the band Millencolin.
And it's amazing how many interviews we do, and we hear this band name so much.
Yes.
Especially when we're talking to European-based punk bands,
yeah,
they all mention Melancholin as a you know, that's that source of punk rock for them, right? It's it's such a, you know, influential band. That's what I'm wanting to say. Fuck's sake, they're Swedish.
They are,
And they're incredibly popular in Europe, and they've got some popularity here in the States.
Yes, sir.
Find them on Epitaph. So check out Melancholin. Losing Must.
There we go.
I'm pushing her, but I'm not sure about how she feels about it. But better I keep seeing my struggling. That makes my stomach bubbling bad. The hard time really makes me sad. We had some fucked up years. No time to wipe away those tears. Must be strong, can't be wrong. You're losing Must. Yeah, you're losing trust in yourself. Must be strong. Just in yourself. It's been a tough time for me this past year. Lots of questions, why and what I wanna be. Also found some answers on this one. I feel better every day. Another feeling seems to stay. In yourself, must be strong, can't be wrong. You're losing must, yeah, you're losing trust in yourself.
The most influential punk rock band in Europe, Melancholin, from Sweden.
Out of Chris's mouth. Right on. All right, those guys formed in October 92. Chris said, from Sweden. The band Melancholin, the name is derived from the skateboard trick Melancholy. Ooh, did you know that?
I don't know any fucking skateboard trick. I know fucking run over a piece of bark, fall off the front, and bash in my teeth.
You're probably really good at that one.
I did it
once. I don't
once.
Think that was on Tony Hawk's Pro Skateboarder,
though. I did
it once,
and I never fucking did it again. That's why my fucking front two teeth are all jacked up.
That track came off of Four Monkeys, F-O-R Monkeys, Four Monkeys.
Yeah, it's not, there's not four of them.
Yeah.
It's Meant for Monkeys.
Meant for Monkeys, so Four Monkeys, and it was the third album. Really cool. It was track number two that was released, quite a few years ago, in 1997, May 20th, 1997.
Hell yeah. 97 is a good year.
That Chris said came out on Epitaph in Europe. It was released on Burning Heart Records. So that's cool. All right. We are going to move on to the next part of the show. We talked about live show stuff with the guys on the show, Rebellion, and, you know, other stuff they got to do, touring around England. That's awesome. Really happy for them, and I wish we could have been out there to check it out. Now we're going to move on to great cover-to-cover albums. And the first album, based on what the guys were telling us, Strung Out, Transmission Alpha Delta is the album.
We asked, hey, what are you guys listening to right now, right? And
yep.
And it was, and Strung Out was the answer.
And this specific album, too, Transmission
right.
Alpha Delta.
And so Strung Out is well-known.
Yep.
Fat Records, they're from California.
They are. I think I played these during one of our Warped Tour episodes.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
I played one of the tracks.
And aren't they either coming to Salt Lake soon?
I think it was yesterday or the day before.
Yeah, they were here like during the week.
Yes.
Thanks, boys.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man. Give me like at least a Thursday night. We could say we'll fucking put off the podcast and have a shitty day of work on Friday, but I can't do a fucking like a Tuesday or a Wednesday night, man.
Sometimes
wrecked
that's
at
tough.
Work.
It was
I'm
it was rough
an
week
old
this
punk
week
rocker,
too.
Man. I can't fucking, busy week. I can't do it. But yeah, man, Strung Out, very popular band, we're listening to the album charted at 144 on the Billboard 200.
Yes, it did. And the album again,
shit.
Transmission Alpha Delta, and this is going to be track number one. Track number one is
Rats. In the walls.
Good job, Chris.
Well done, sir.
That was good stuff.
Well done.
So, Rats in the Walls, this is a cool track. Enjoy it. That was the eighth studio album, Transmission Alpha Delta.
Hear me, I say, do not despair. The misery that is now upon us is but the passing of greed. The bitterness of men fear the way of human progress. The hate of men will pass, and dictators die. And the power they took from the people will return to the people.
Going, like, can we play every track off this?
I know that was a good pick.
Fucking, like, there's some albums that are just, they start and they fucking just go. Yeah. And there's no fucking, like, well, we're gonna intro this a little bit. Nah, man, let's just start fucking going, just rock out. It's fucking great album.
Rats in the Walls, track one, great way to start it. Transmission Alpha Delta was released March 24th, 2015, and these guys strung out from Simi Valley, California. They started in 89, probably heard this if you heard one of those Warped Tour episodes.
Yeah.
But in case you didn't, just so you know, and Chris mentioned, they're Fat Records, all their albums, Fat Records.
What did we play earlier from them? Do you remember?
Offhand.
Well, let's look that up while we're playing the next song and kind of rehash what we've played from Strung Out. Because
we'll jump right into the next song.
Fucking
then.
Great.
The Animal and the Machine,
yeah,
which is track number three. Here it is.
Something
Strung Out.
Strung Out. That, again, that was The Animal and the Machine. It's track number 3. It was on their 8th studio album, Transmission Alpha Delta, and they have 8 studio albums released on Fat Records, plus a live album, plus 2 B-sides collections.
B-sides?
Yes, these guys have done, they've done some stuff since 89. They're coming up on 30 years as a band, and they still, like Chris is mentioning, tour. We just missed them here, but they'll be out on tour right now. They're usually a regular on the Warped Tour, which I believe they were this year.
Right.
On the Warped Tour, because they were on Warped Tour Part 2 of our...
yes.
And
what did we play?
We played Firecracker, which was off of Suburban Teenage Wasteland Blues.
Nice. Nice. Right now, Dustin's having a little bit of mic difficulty, so I'm going to take over this shit.
Lead us into the next one, Chris.
Hey, we're going to listen to track 8 off of Transmission Alpha Delta by the band Strung Out. This is a great tune. Nowheresville. Let's fucking go.
That's Nowheresville. Last track we're playing off of Transmission Alpha Delta.
Alpha Delta.
Strung Out.
Strung Out.
Good pick by the Frat Randall fellas.
Yeah.
That was great. I was happy to get to listen to it. I hadn't listened to that album much. Like we said, we played a different track, different album earlier on in the year. So it's cool to get to play Strung Out again. And they're out on tour now. Go check them out. We're going to jump to the next band, though. The next band. So the next album pick. Great cover-to-cover album. And it was an album that the Fat Randall guys mentioned. It is Pulley, and the album is Together Again for the First Time.
And Pulley, I haven't listened to Pulley in like fucking forever.
Well, we played a Pulley track when we did the new tracks. We played one off their newest album.
Yeah.
But this is not their newest album. This album came out October 9th, 2001. And we're going to jump right into In Search, which is track number 1. This is a cool track. And again, Pulley, California punk rock. So we've been playing a couple of California punk rock bands.
Yeah.
Fat Randall's picks, and
this was on New Bands One.
New bands or, one, I think.
New, no, not new bands, but new song release
new song
one.
Catch
this
up.
Is our first one.
Yeah, I believe so.
Holy shit, yeah.
Well, here we go, In Search.
Full of anger, I'm still out of control. Walking on these eggshells, the peace my inner soul. I'm laying on the doorstep where I hear to rest my head. Found another fortune.
That was In Search, and that was track one, so we played track one off both those albums. And Pulley formed in 94. We've said before, Scott Rudinsky, pitcher for the Angels, he left 10 Foot Pole, so he was the singer of 10 Foot Pole originally.
Right.
Went to play baseball, and then I think he's played for the Dodgers, Angels, yeah. You know, some SoCal teams, lucky for him. And then now he's been in Pulley since then, and this is my favorite Pulley track of all time right here. Love this song. This is the first track I heard. This is Hooray For Me, and it's track number two. Here it goes.
Hooray for me. Call me stupid, call me crazy, call me what you will. I don't write this music with intent to pay my bills. Cookie cut out cardboard bands and we all sound the same. Guess I'm just a hypocrite for living out my dreams. May not make a difference, not trying to make you see. May not make no sense to you, but it does to me. When it's all been said and done, I know that I had fun. Take it to the grave with me, this music still lives. What can I say that I haven't said before? Not afraid to be mistaken, not afraid to try. Not afraid to be uncertain, not afraid to die. When the words stop coming out, music finally stops. Pound my head against the wall, my bubble has been popped. Lost five that foot feelings, gone for my pain. Pick apart, there's nothing left, will it come back again? When it's all been said and done, I know that I had fun. Take it to the grave with me, this music still.
Pulley's initial lineup included strung-out drummer Jordan Burns, guitarist Jim Cherry, who was the bassist of Strung Out and Zero Down later on, guitarist Mike Harder, and former Face-to-Face bassist Matt Riddle. So kind of like a little – he created a little all-star team.
Yeah, he did.
To go with some baseball reference for Scott Rudinsky. He made his own little all-star team to create Pulley. You know, and of course, some good places that he pulled from.
But
old man joke. So last track we're gonna hear from Pulley. Every time I hear them, I'm always like, I haven't heard these guys in forever, and it's like, dude, you heard them last week. Oh yeah. Just kind of one of those bands that...
No, I Am Team. That was the song off first episode catch-up.
First special catch-up edition. Special edition, yeah. I Am Team.
Yep.
And we enjoyed that track, as we do a lot of tracks from Pulley. Let's hear the Ocean Song, track 9. Together again for the first time. Outside, that's just how it's been. Surreal existence isn't clear. Occupy the time. Waste away.
Is the Ocean Song.
The Ocean Song. Pulley.
Yep, from Together Again for the first time. Cool track, another cool pick. That was the second cover-to-cover album for this episode. So I hope you enjoyed. Pulley's cool. Always fun to play Pulley. Always fun to play
Scott
Strung
Radinsky.
Out.
Hey, yeah, and we were just talking while we were listening to some music, and I got to see 10-Foot Pole, but after Scott Radinsky left. And I got to see them about 01, 02. So, it's cool getting a chance to listen to the original lead singer of 10-Foot Pole with Pulley.
Yes, and now on to Guilty Pleasures.
And I love Guilty Pleasures. You know what,
Chris does love the Guilty Pleasures.
I really want to hear some fucking rap music.
And that's what we have. Our buddies in Fat Randall, the first Guilty Pleasure pick up, and this was Paul's pick, is the Notorious B.I.G. Give Me the Loot.
Give Me the Loot.
Yes, Notorious B.I.G. Give Me the Loot. He is Christopher George Latour Wallace. Hopefully I pronounced that right. He was born in 72, unfortunately passed away in 97.
Yeah, he got shot right after Tupac, right?
Yeah.
Or
so
before?
Biggie, a.k.a. Biggie Smalls.
Biggie Smalls.
He's ranked by Billboard Magazine as among the 10 greatest rappers of all time.
Really?
Yeah.
And, that's interesting to me, because I mean, honestly, not a very long career. I'm not going to badmouth this guy. I remember his stuff, but we were in high school and all his stuff was coming out, right?
He's Tupac though. Both of them had a lot of material they probably recorded, I'm going to guess, because a lot of stuff released long after. This is off of his debut album, which is Ready to Die, and it was released September 13th, 1994. So he passed away.
3 years
two
later.
And a half years later, really, if you go by the time. Right. So, it really was a short overall career, but he had, I think freestyle stuff and stuff going on before he did his album, too. And so, influence to a lot of people. He's from Brooklyn, and again, Ready to Die was the debut album. This is track 3, Give Me the Loot.
Let's crank it up and listen to some Gimme the Loot from Notorious B.I.G.
Let's go.
Give me the baby rings and the number one mom pendant. I'm slamming niggas like Shaquille. Shit is real. When it's time to eat a meal, I rob and steal. Cause Mom Duke ain't giving me shit. So for the bread and butter, I leave niggas in the gutter. Word to mother, I'm dangerous. Crazier than a bag of fucking angel dust. When I bust my gap, motherfuckers take dirt naps. I'm all that and a dime sack. Where the paper at? A stick up, and I'm shooting niggas quick if you hiccup. Don't let me throw my clip up in your back and headpiece, the opposite of peace. Sending Mom Duke a reef. You're talking to the robbery expert. Step into your wake with your blood or my shirt. Don't be a jerk and get smoked over being resistant. Cause when I lick shots, the shits is persistent. Goodness gracious, the papers. Where the cash at? Where the stash at? Nigga, pass that before you get your grave dug from the main thug. 357 slug, and my nigga Biggie got an itchy one grip. One in the chamber, 32 in the clip. Motherfuckers better strip. Yeah, nigga, peel before you find out how blue steel feel. From the Beretta, putting all the holes from in your sweater. Beretta. The money getter.
All right.
Give me the loot. Give me the loot.
Yes. Notorious B.I.G., a.k.a. Biggie, a.k.a. Biggie Smalls.
I want to talk about the 32-round clip.
Yeah, that's a big one.
That's a pistol. A clip goes in a pistol with 32 rounds.
That's one of those ones that hang out, you know, like I've only seen it in the movies, but like hangs out like 6 inches.
Have you ever had a gun with a 32 fucking
no.
32 round clip? I think the most I've ever, like, you know, holding a handgun, 15 rounds.
Yeah, that seems accurate. 15 to 18, I think somewhere is probably
like,
typical.
Yeah, like that would be like a fucking... A big gun.
Right.
Like a big fucking revolver. Not a revolver, but a big pistol.
Right.
A revolver. You got six. Like, you're fucked.
Right.
But you're six.
All right.
Give me the loot,
so that Dustin. That was give me the loot, and then we're going to move on to Romario's pick. And Romario's pick is what, Chris?
It's disco.
It's disco. And I played disco already,
yeah,
too.
You
I played
have.
The Tramps. Romario picked ABBA. So we got Dancing Queen, and you know, it's our second band from Sweden that we're playing on this episode.
Yeah.
ABBA is from Stockholm, Sweden.
Oh.
And they were formed in 72 by members Agnetha Faltskog, Bjorn Ulvaeus, Benny Andersson, S, and Annie Frid Lindstad.
Right. And that would be A-B-B-A.
There you go, if you're curious on where ABBA came from.
It's Agatha, Bjorn, Benny, and Annie.
Yep.
It's ABBA. And this is like one of the more popular songs.
Oh, for sure. Dad's a Queen
is. Fucking big time.
And they are one of the most commercially successful acts in the history of pop music. Not just of Sweden, but pop music. And then topping the charts worldwide from 1974 to 1982, ABBA's record sales figures is uncertain. And various estimates range it from over 140 to over 500 million records sold. That's a huge difference.
1 trillion records sold.
Yeah, 1 trillion.
1 trillion. Fuck's sake.
Yeah. So even if it's at the low estimate of 140 records sold, that's pretty impressive.
140?
140 million. 140
billion?
Yeah, 140 trillion.
1 trillion sold. Let's listen to some disco, dude.
All right, this is from... The album Arrival came out October 11th, 1976. And that's like 2 weeks after my wife was born.
Oh.
The year
Happy birthday, Kate.
The Buccaneers, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, my team was about halfway through their inaugural season
that
year.
I think that they went 0-14 and lost every game by 100 points.
Shut up. All right, Dancing Queen's track 2 off that. Here you go.
Turn it on.
All right, there's some disco. Dancing Queen. And
thank you for that.
For all you fact checkers, Chris is accurate. They were 0-14, the Bucks were. And, but they weren't that bad.
They lost every game 100-0.
No, 20-0, 23-0, 19-14, that was close. 42-17, 21-0, 13-10, that was close. 23-20, that was close. 28-19, close-ish. 48-13, 34-0, 24-7.
I'm pretty
49-16, 42-0, and 31-14.
I am not positive. I'm pretty sure that half those games they didn't even fucking score. I don't want.
Hey, that's the record. I went out. Those are your facts. So,
and the facts are that I was mostly right.
Partially right.
No.
You had the record.
No, bullshit.
You didn't have the scores right.
Hold on. I said three things. I said they were 0-14. They lost every game 100-0.
Yes.
So that is three facts that I said. I was correct on two of those facts. One and a half of those facts.
One and a half.
One and a half out of three is 50%. That meant I was mostly correct because I'm going to go ahead and give myself 51%.
All right. Fair enough. All right, you can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play Music, Player FM. Mm-hmm. Our playlists are on Spotify. You can get the episodes right away and listen to them on slcpunkcast.com.
I've got 510 followers on Facebook that I fully expect to listen to every word that we just said.
And so, on Facebook, you can find at Fat Randall DXB, at Mainline Number 10 Band, at Millen Collin, at Strung Out, at Pulley Matters, at ABBA even.
Oh.
And then you can find us at SLC Punkcast, and you can find Punk Chris. That's where he's got his 500-plus friends.
At SLC Punk Chris. You can find me on Facebook. Come and fucking – I will add anybody and everybody, even if you're fake or porn.
There you go. Chris, where can you find everybody on Instagram?
On Instagram, you could find the boys on from Fat Randall on – Instagram at Fat Randall at Mainline 10. That's main underscore line underscore 10 underscore another underscore after.
Yep.
All right. Cool.
That is accurate.
I do not know Instagram well enough. At Mellon Collin, at Strung Out, at Pulley Matters. You can find us at SLC Punkcast. You can find all sorts of cool shit on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. You can find us on Twitter at SLC Punk Chris.
And me at Another Punk SLC. And then at Fat Randall, at main underscore line underscore 10. No underscore at the end on that one.
Yeah, okay.
Millen Collin, or sorry, at Millen Collin, at Strung Out, at Pulley Matters, at ABBA Fab 4. And then again, Chris is
at SLC Punk Chris.
And I am at Another Punk SLC. That is all she wrote. Again, thank you to Romario and Paul for joining us from Dubai and London.
With Extra Fat.
With Extra Fat. That concludes With Extra Fat. Chris?
Play the fucking outro with Extra Fat.
Yes.
I got it in.